Dinosaur Jr., the leper from the first Dinosaur Jr. record. That's a reissue on some Jaguar or something like that. I picked up at our local vinyl slinger Bad Axe Music today. Record Store Day 2025. This is Vinylthon down here at WWDRT. WWDRT? Is that the worldwide WDRT? My name's Nick Baum. Normally I host Driftless Doom from 10 to midnight every Saturday, but it's 9 o'clock, so I don't know what that means. This is like kind of like Dusty Doom, like the old days. If you're an old Dusty Grooves fan, I used to do this Dusty Grooves all the time, so I'm just kind of doing the second hour of Dusty Grooves. I don't know, whatever, however you want to label it, that's what I'm doing. Chris is in the studio. He doesn't have a microphone set up yet, so we'll get that on the next talk break. But yeah, so we got an hour filled with vinyl records, and we're going to get back into it. Al Baril from SSD Control passed away this week from colon cancer. He had a long battle with it. It's a sad day. SSD is a fantastic American hardcore band. So we're going to play Glue, the first track from Get It Away. This is from the Trust Records reissue that came out a little while back. And just a fun fact, I had a colonoscopy on Friday. So based on Al Baril's recommendation, he said, I listened to some interview and he was like, if there's one thing that I can tell people, it's get a colonoscopy so that you can catch this, so you don't end up in my situation. And I thought, you know what, Al? I'm going to do that. So I did it. So thanks, Al. Here you go, SSD on Driftless Doom.
Oh,
Iron Maiden, Wrathchild from Killers. We started that set off with SSD, Glue from Get It Away, the reissue on Trust, and we were Teenage Bottle Rocket Radio. That was my record store day pickup today from Bad Axe Music here in town. That's been on my want list for a long time, so I'm happy that they reissued the Teenage Bottle Rocket Total LP on Red Scare. We had three from Corrosion of Conformity, Eye for an Eye, Center of the World, and Citizen. Those are all three from the first side of the Six Songs with Mike Singing, 1985. Came out on Caroline Records, and then Iron Maiden Wrathchild from Killers. All right, this is, I don't know, Driftless Doom, kind of. I'm in here with Chris. Now I got your mic on, so you can talk.
Hello.
There we are. Thanks for coming in, man.
Yeah,
I'm glad you messaged.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
It's always
fun.
A good time.
Yeah, it's always fun to have a partner.
Those are really good couple songs you played there too. So
yeah.
I enjoyed that.
Man, I'm like worked up. It's a lot of work playing vinyl.
Yeah.
You know?
You're constantly moving.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's just keep rocking because we only got an hour, huh? And we probably got way more records than we need.
Yeah, but enough talk.
Yeah, more rock. So we're gonna do Judas Priest next. I've been on a real trad metal kick the last few days, last week. So we're going to do Riding on the Wind from Screaming for Vengeance. And then, Chris, you brought some records. What are you going to play?
Yeah, total departure from what we started out with, but I've got some Death Clock. I've got some Amon Amarth.
Nice.
And Insomnium.
All right.
To bring us back to Finland from last time I was here with Winter Sun. So.
All right. So we're going to do Judas Priest, then we're going to do Death Clock, right? All right.
Yeah.
Sounds good. So here's Judas Priest Riding on the Wind. What turntable is that on? There we go.
Riding on the wind.
That's the end, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, they got all that interlude stuff, so sometimes you're never quite sure. All right. This is Dusty Doom, I guess, here at WDRT Viroqua, 91.9 FM, WDRT.org. As you can hear, they are prepping for the dance party. Normally.
Maybe you can hear that. Yeah.
They probably can. I don't know. Maybe you can. Maybe you can. But the floor is shaking here in Studio A. So, anyway, we started that set off with Judas Priest riding on the wind from Screaming for Vengeance. And then, Chris, you chose to. So why don't you tell them what we heard?
Yeah, the first song after that was Sky Hunter off of Death Album 3 from Death Clock. And that is Brendan Small, Adult Swim, Metalocalypse. If you're familiar with Death Clock, that's his band. He's a one-man band. But Gene Hoagland recorded the drums on that album, too, which is why it's so just incredible to listen to.
It's really good music.
And then the other song was, we'll jump across the ocean there to Europe and Scandinavia. Once again, of course, from Finland, Insomnium was the name of that band. That song was While We Sleep off of the album Shadows of the Dying Sun. Every song on that album is incredible and epic, like what you just heard there.
That's good. That band is good. I've heard a bunch of tracks. I don't know that I've ever sat down and listened to a whole album, but I've played tracks on the show in the past, and it's one of those things that I think I listen to, and I'm like, I gotta listen to these guys more, and then I don't because I'm not smart enough to do
it. It's
that.
A commitment. It's a journey.
Yeah, it's good. That came out in 2014, this says, huh? So, man, that's 11 years ago. Yeah. Good stuff, for sure. All right, we're gonna keep rolling because we got lots of records. If you like to dance to electronic music, come down here at 10 o'clock because there's a dance party from 10 until 1 a.m. And you're not gonna hear any of the stuff. They're not gonna play any of this stuff at the dance party. So if you're like, man, these bands suck that these guys are playing, it's gonna be none of this. It's gonna be a good time. And even if you like this stuff, it's gonna be a good time. I guess that was a terrible sales pitch, but you know what I'm trying to say. So I did not bring a Death record with Gene Hoagland on it, but I did bring Spirit Crusher, which has The Sound of Perseverance, which has Richard Christie on it, who would later go on to be one of the regulars on the Howard Stern Show. That's a piece of trivia for you there. So yeah, this is Death Spirit Crusher from The Sound of Perseverance. This is from the Relapse Records, I don't know, super deluxe triple LP version that came out a while back. So here's Death on WDRT.
Yes. Dreams.
That was Creator with World Beyond from Coma of Souls. We started that set off with Death, Spirit Crusher from The Sound of Perseverance. Danzig, Am I Demon from the first Danzig record. Black Sabbath, Children of the Grave from Master of Reality. And Creator, World Beyond from Coma of Souls. Woo! This is WDRT Viroqua. Dusty Grooves, Driftless Doom. Vinylthon 2025. The dance party is, sounds like it's starting a little early. I don't know. But yeah.
People are showing up.
They're showing up. They're getting ready. So come on down and dance. The lights are,
oh my God, a limo.
There's a Mr. Announcer Man's in here.
Hi.
And he's here. He's ready to party. Yeah. Chris, thanks for coming in.
Oh yeah, my pleasure. This has been great.
You're always welcome. So whenever you want to come down.
And
you don't have to just bring vinyl. If you want to come down and bring, you know, just a playlist or whatever, you could do that
too.
Sure. Yeah. I'm always, the door is always open. So we're going to end with an Amon Amarth song, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
It's weird. I could still hear that. What are we going to do?
This is Back on Northern Shores from a recent album they put out. They're prolific. They put out an album like every 2 years.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is from the album Yom's Viking. So it's kind of an epic story about Viking warrior, going back home.
Nice.
So we're going to bring you guys home.
All right. So this is it for us. So thanks for listening. Come on down to the dance party, which is going to be live on the radio. So but you can be live here in person. So here's Amon Amarth on WDRT Viroqua.
Lights up.
Marty Viroqua.